Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Has Netflix hit the big leagues in the movie business? Well, we will find out on Sunday at the Academy Awards, where Roma is among the favorites for Best Picture. On our newsline is Bloomberg reporter Lucas Shaw. Lucas, how monumental would it be for a film from a streaming service to win Best Picture?
It would be very symbolic and say a lot about the direction that Hollywood is going. You know, there's Netflix's efforts in the film business have been very controversial because movie theater owners and a lot of directors who love the experience of seeing a movie in a theater don't like that Netflix insists on releasing its movies at home on your streaming service at the same time that they appear in theaters. But it feels like what Netflix is doing is a harbinger of a lot more to come, because you see a lot of other companies, whether it's Apple or Amazon or even Disney, creating their own streaming services where they're going to be releasing movies at home. So Netflix has a good chance of winning this year, but even if it doesn't, it feels like we're going to see more and more of the movies up for the top prizes at the Oscars be movies that are released on the internet at the same time or roughly the same time.
Steven Spielberg is among those who tried to block Netflix's path to the Oscars. Why?
Because he's a cinephile. You know, Steven Spielberg grew up in an era where one of the touchstones of American society and really global culture was going to a movie theater and seeing a movie. And there's been a movement in Hollywood over the past several years to even just preserve the physical film so that people could still make movies on film. The number of directors who do that has dwindled with time. But there is a handful of directors, especially big names like Steven Spielberg and Quentin Tarantino, who really love film, really love the movie theater, and don't want that experience to go anywhere, and really believe that a movie like Roma is still best experienced in that theatrical environment.
Quickly, before we let you go, are we seeing the very early stages of the end of films playing in theaters?
I wouldn't say that, because with the really big movies, you're still going to go see the theater. There are a lot of people who like that. But we are seeing the bifurcation of the film business.
Lucas Shaw at Bloomberg, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.